diagnosis per se.
I found this interesting article written by Ellen Notham. She calls it 10 Things Every Child with Autism Wishes You Knew. You've probably read this. The full text is on our websites. And I want you to get your thoughts on some of these. Number one, my autism is part of who I am, not all of who I am.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. He's definitely the autism affects
it's only,
him.
It's only a percentage.
Overall, he's a great kid, and he does wonderful, and he takes the initiative. But it's those times that the autism definitely fully kicks in, that it's like, how do I explain this to him and get him to understand and get him to feel?
Reboot.
Yeah.
Reboot.
One of them is, I'm a concrete thinker. I interpret language literally. Don't say something is a piece of cake when there's no dessert in the room.
That is a good one. That's definitely a true statement. Explain what you mean. Don't say, yes, it's a piece of cake. How about say, it's easy?
Yes, yeah, some figures of speech I understand. Certain words or use of words, I do need explaining on that.
Mm-hmm. Metaphors and idioms. Not good.
Stay away from those.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Listen to all the ways I try to communicate, body language and the like. You have to just kind of open yourself up to that kind of thing.
Well, he actually has very poor body language. He's when he was younger, he's very stiff and just didn't know how to give a hug. So it's true. You have to, each individual is different. Sometimes,
which is surprising because today, over the past 15 years, if I didn't give somebody a hug or a handshake or anything like that, I felt that, especially mom and dad, they're going to think, is he okay?
But that's very interesting that you brought that up in regards to being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, to be able to say that they might perceive you a certain way or be thinking about you a certain way. And that's a real difficult area for people on the autism spectrum. So you can see how far Andrew has come through the help of his support network to be able to understand the feelings and intentions and thoughts of other people.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I do have a couple things to say. Going back to what the media perceives autism as, I don't see it being looked at very lightly. I mean, over the past several months, I've seen commercials on TV saying, one in every three children it could be at risk of having autism. What risk? At risk of having autism. I mean, they don't specifically say what form. They just autism in general. See this doctor for special treatment or to predict if your upcoming child will have autism or your current child. Well, he has autism. Like I said, it's a minor glitch. I mean, from what you're describing it, for me, I'm a computer guy. I try to be. That's why I'm going to HCC for. From the way you're describing it, it's not a glitch. You're making it sound like a lethal computer virus. Or quite possibly a defective hard drive.
Well, leave it to an advertiser to overstate a problem in order to sell a product. Huh? Who knew, huh?
Which leads to people having, autistic people just being overloaded with drugs like Strattera and Adderall.
One of the other top 10 things every child with autism wishes you knew is identify what triggers my meltdowns. I hate them worse than you do.
Absolutely, yeah. And usually, sometimes
true.
they come out of nowhere, and you're just like, "Okay, honey, what can I do?" So yeah, definitely notice that. Pay attention.
And I like the one focus on what I can do, not what I can't do.
And we've done that his whole entire ever since he was diagnosed. I didn't want to hear I can't. I know that sounds bad.
Actually,
as a parent, but I. We would teach them ways to figure it out. You don't have to do it this exact way. There's a way. Do it the way that makes sense to you, honey. And that's been where we've been with that.
I think my favorite one is simply love me unconditionally.
Check.
That's true.
Got that covered.
Didn't mean to get all warm and fuzzy here for you, Andrew, but I certainly see that here with
you want a hug?
With your family. Yeah, group hug here. Well, Andrew, Casey, you left WUSF as an intern on a very high note. with that.